A lot of talk about Jamie McLaren, a lot of talk about Robbie Slater as always. G'day, Robbie.
Morning.
What do you make of Jamie McLaren's move to Melbourne City?
Well, it's he needs it for game time.
Yeah.
It's ideally not what he would want to be doing because coming back is obviously that it hasn't worked out overseas. So that's a disappointing aspect for him. But for his footballing future, he needs to play games.
Yeah.
He's not getting games where he is, so therefore he's got to come back. And if he's going to be part of the Socceroos setup, he's got to bang in goals for Melbourne City.
Yeah, fair enough too. And plus, obviously owned by Manchester City, so he's hopeful he'll climb the ladder there. But he said what a lot of players
I'll tell
say
you right now. Yeah. He's never going to play for Manchester City.
No, but they've got other clubs around the world, haven't they, Robbie?
Yes, they do. They have quite a few numbers. They're quite rich. Apparently, they're quite well off.
Apparently. But just on Jamie McLaren, he said what you would often warn, and a lot of players say. He said, look, it sounds pretty glamorous playing in Europe, but that's not always the case. And I think he found out it wasn't so glamorous.
Yeah. No, right. You know, where he was, of course not. Thing is, it becomes glamorous when you're good enough.
Yeah, of course.
There was a generation of us that were good enough and it was very glamorous for us. I can tell you I was in some very glamorous situations. And I know a lot of the other players...
Well, Bozza was, wasn't he?
Of that year. Oh, no, these were more than glamorous. They were preposterous.
Preposterous.
And, it isn't. It's a slog. You know, and when I started, and if I could just talk about it, I know people don't want to hear about what I did, but when I started, it was a slog as well. I wasn't in the best possible place at the beginning of my European venture. In fact, I was very close to coming home, but I stuck it out, dug in and managed to get a break and off I went. And a lot of players were the same. Not everyone was like, say Harry, who burst onto the scene straight away. He went to Leeds and was basically a superstar at 17. There was other ones, Lucas Neal and Tim Cahill. It was a struggle for them.
Yeah.
People forget that, you know, Timmy and Lucas were at Millwall, which isn't glamorous. They're a good club, but they're certainly not a glamorous club. And they were there till they were 24, 25. And I remember speaking to Lucas that he thought he was never going to get out of there. And you know, he was in a desperate situation. Of course, history tells us they did get out and had wonderful careers.
Hey, Rob, where does this leave Fornaroli down there at Melbourne City? I know he hasn't been getting a game.
Well,
but
Fornaroli's going to Perth.
He's going to Perth, is he?
Yeah, he will not play another game for Melbourne City. No chance.
Right. So when does he move there this year?
What do you mean this year? Well, this year's only
this season.
It's only a month.
Yeah, this season.
Yeah, I think he's going there next season, isn't he?
Oh, next season.
Oh, yeah, next season, but for this year I'm talking about, if you listen to the question.
Well, he's not going to play at Melbourne City, no.
No, so he'll just sit on the bench.
Well, he's not even on the bench. He's in the stand.
Right. Well, in the stand. So he just doesn't play. Wow.
He just doesn't play.
Well,
is that glamorous?
What's he doing that for, the coach? Obviously, there's a disagreement, but shouldn't he have him out there playing at least to try and help win a title?
Well, this is, to be fair, I'm not going to get into this scenario. This has been well spoken about, well documented, well written since the start of the season. So he's not going to play for Melbourne City.
Mm.
He's had a fallout with the coach, which is irretrievable, and that's the end of that story.
Well, why won't they release him?
Well, I don't know. Ring him up and ask him.
Well, you're supposed to know.
You're the expert.
I'm not the expert on contractual problems between players. There's been a massive falling out. It's a bit of an unknown. He's not going to play again for Melbourne City. That's been stated. And he's stuck there. And that's what coaches and clubs can do if they feel free to.
I'll tell you why you're a little bit upset this morning. You're Liverpool.
No, I'm not. Because I'm
they had a draw yesterday against West Ham.
Teddy bear. They didn't wrap the teddy bear. That's going to get dirty in the back of the truck. I'm moving.
I told you they were choking, Liverpool. Nobody believed me.
I don't know. Who said they're choking? They got a very good draw at West Ham. They're still 3 points ahead. So what did you call it when Manchester City lost two in a row?
A blip.
There's no anti-Liverpool.
So tomorrow morning our time, Man City got a chance of jumping over the top of Liverpool. And you know that at tab.com.au, Robbie, you know that Manchester City are now favourites to win the Premier League.
Well, you know, it's probably, I would say that it'd be probably the right thing to do.
Okay.
If they will go top tomorrow, they'll beat Everton, but they'll have played one game more.
Mm.
But Liverpool are proving not very good to be playing catch-up games.
He wasn't happy at the end of the game yesterday. The coach,
well,
Klopp.
No, well, do you know what? He should be happy because the goal was offside.
It was offside.
They could have very well lost. So, yeah, look, we talked about this last time. When you haven't done it, and Liverpool have never won the EPL, none of these players have won the EPL, it's psychological as well. Man City, all their players have won it. They won it last season. They've won it many times in the last 5 or 6 years. So that's the big problem for Liverpool.
Now, you said that Manchester City will be winning against Everton tomorrow morning. That game kicks off at 6:45 our time, mate. Have you got a correct score for me?
No, not for you.
What about for our listeners and viewers?
Yeah, I've got one for Laurie and the listeners.
Yeah, okay.
Give it to me, mate.
I would say it'll be 3-0 Manchester City.
3-0 Man City.
3-0 Manchester City. I'll get a proper price on that as well.
Yeah, so what time is it over there? So you'll be off air soon. So I'll expect you to down at Forest Hill for the move, yeah?
Well, to help you move today. No wonder you're in a bad mood.
Well, you should have let us know. We would have come down.
Yeah, good one.
Well, we're meeting for a cuppa.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. A cuppa.
Come up and join us.
For a cuppa.
I chose Root Canal over helping Robbie move. 3-0 Manchester City. He's paying $8 at tab.com.
See ya.
See ya, mate. I don't think he'd be much help moving.
No, though. Imagine him. Imagine him with the removalist if they broke something. Scratch something. Oh, wouldn't he go off?
Imagine if they lost his Premier League title medal.
Oh, he'd have that in the safe somewhere, wouldn't he?
He'd be the only thing left in the safe.